This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the house.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. It's Thursday!
Yes, I'm leaving to go to Bermuda tomorrow, so I'm excited. I've never been
there before. You went on another vacation?
Well, it's my best friend from high school's birthday. She wanted to go to Bermuda.
Okay.
We've known each other for a long time, so...
The only thing I know about Bermuda is the Bermuda Triangle. That's where people go to disappear.
From New York, it's only like a two-hour flight.
It's an island?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that far.
Oh, okay.
You still a lot of parties in Bermuda.
It's like a nice, close, quick getaway.
What happened to the Bermuda Triangle? That's not a thing anymore? Remember that? People used to go vanish there.
Well, a plane was...
Didn't Amelia Earhart vanish over...
Amelia Earhart?
I think a plane was missing, what, like 2-3 years ago? They said it was in that Bermuda Triangle area.
Really?
That's what they were trying to say.
Okay.
Well, I'll be careful.
Nobody respects the Bermuda Triangle anymore, huh?
Nah.
We're still going to go to Bermuda.
Well, this morning, Tiger will be joining us this morning.
It's going to be very interesting.
Remember Tiger, who used to date Kylie Jenner?
He's a rapper as well.
He's a rapper.
He used to be signed to Young Money, Cash Money.
But he had his biggest moments when he was with Kylie. Let's be clear. As far as peak...
As a person.
Peak,
not as an artist.
Peak mainstream America moments.
There you go.
Was when he was dating Kylie Jenner.
And we got a lot to talk about in the rumors today, huh? There was so much going on.
Yesterday there was a lot of activity. A lot of activity.
What's true and what's not true, though? I don't know.
Between Usher, between Kevin Hart, between more R. Kelly.
There's a lot going on.
More R. Kelly. What else R. Kelly did?
I mean, what is going on?
What else did R. Kelly do? More girls?
I think more girls stepped up. You said they were
being held captive?
Yes.
And not being fed properly?
I don't know about the whole fed properly. Where you get that from?
I've been thinking about those girls all week, at least twice a day, I think. I wonder, has R. Kelly fed those girls today? And yesterday when I had everybody tweeting R. Kelly saying, pee is wet.
Yes.
He didn't block me. He didn't block me. I thought he was going to wake up, you know.
Still hasn't
feed the girls their porridge.
Oh, boy.
And then block me.
Did he reply?
No, of course he didn't reply. But he's having... Let me check and make sure.
What if he retweeted it?
That would be funny.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be hard.
Well, you know what?
Funny. Did he?
He flaunts his sexual predator, pedophile behavior in our face for years with songs like Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, and it seems like you're ready. So he probably would retweet that.
He is
the Pied Piper.
All right.
Okay. Now, shout out to the young ladies at WEEN. I actually was professor for a day for Women in Entertainment Empowerment Network. So that was really fun. I actually always do this every single year. We actually talked about R. Kelly a lot yesterday.
Oh,
so that was fun.
Why would you scare those young girls like that? Did you tell them that if they don't stay in school and do the right things, they could end up in R. Kelly's cult? That's what you told them?
Well, some of them have already graduated from college.
Oh, I thought you were about to say some of them already had been in R. Kelly's cult.
No.
But they escaped.
No, but they were actually learning how to do radio, so they were teaming up and giving their own radio breaks based on the R. Kelly story. So I was teaching them how to structure a break and all of those things and make it interesting and have their own point of view on it.
That's dope.
Present the facts. So that was fun. And then I had my book club meeting yesterday for Janet Mock's book, Surpassing Certainty. And she's going to join us on the Breakfast Club, I think, next week.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, let us talk about what is the worst social network for cyberbullying, if you had to guess.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening? It's Thursday. Peace to the planet. I forgot to say that in the intro. I don't know why. I'm a little sleepy.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news.
Let's talk about Instagram. They've done a study now, and they've said that Instagram is the worst social network for cyberbullying.
Absolutely.
Of course it is.
So it's above Facebook. It's above just every other Twitter, everything.
Yeah, because Instagram's sole purpose is visual. So you post videos, you post pictures of yourself, and people slander you.
And people can comment, and you can read the comments, and then people can comment on the comment. It's bad.
Now, they surveyed over 10,000 teenagers. 17% of them said they were cyberbullied at some point. 42% said they were bullied on Instagram. Facebook was 37%. Snapchat was 31%. Twitter, 9%. And Tumblr was only 3%.
Man up, bro. Get your jokes stronger, okay? That's the only problem, though, especially when you're like a public figure. You don't know these people that are clapping at you, so you can't clap back at them. They know things about us.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you just turn the comments off.
If you say something funny, then I get it. But I hate when people try to dish you, but it's like not funny, and it's not.
Well, some people are just miserable. I mean, that's just the law of energy.
Like, at least let it be funny.
The law of energy is energy's never lost or destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next. Some people wake up and they're just miserable.
Well, they think it's funny.
So they want to make you feel miserable.
Let's talk about John McCain.
Yes, Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, his family was with him as he announced it. They said, "The news of my father's illness has affected every one of us in the McCain family. My grandmother, mother, brothers, sisters, and I have all endured the shock of the news, and we live with the anxiety about what comes next." So
Wow. Our
prayers go to Senator John McCain. And Colorado has made $500 million in taxes and fees since they legalized recreational weed.
Of course.
This is basically the measuring stick for other states that are in the process of legalizing marijuana. Mm-hmm. How much money can they make? Because they were actually the first to legalize recreational weed.
But then they just run out of weed or something?
That was Vegas.
That was Vegas.
Okay.
All right, so. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. And don't forget, Tyga will be joining us next hour, all right? All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Jay, what up, Jay?
I'm feeling real blessed this morning, man. My girl just left for vacation, so I'm by myself for a week. I get to little parlay a little bit.
Don't do nothing that I wouldn't do, sir. Okay?
I'm going to keep it strictly in the pants, but I'm going to have some fun.
That's the true measure of a man. When you know you can get away with something and you don't do it.
Yeah, don't do nothing stupid.
But enjoy your little time for sure. Yourself, you know.
Oh, yeah, I will. Thank you very much.
You ain't going to do nothing but sit around in the house in your boxer briefs.
You're going to miss her so much.
And order takeout every damn day.
You're going to be like, when are you coming home, baby? And you're going to be wondering, what is she doing?
I'm going to miss those home-cooked meals. You're right about that.
All you're doing is ordering out every damn day.
You can leave the toilet seat up all week long.
I know.
He sounds so excited.
Trey, what up, Trey?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing this morning?
You feeling blessed this morning, bro?
I'm not mad, but yesterday we actually celebrated a friend of mine. Her sister committed suicide yesterday's date about 5 years ago. Not cyberbullying, but just mental abuse from people that were supposed to love her. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to shout out to her and do a little dedication to her this morning because it's been out of control, but it's just getting careless and reckless to the point we got kids dying so young before they even get to live because other kids are having fun living their life at their expense.
So you said y'all celebrated. What did y'all celebrate? You mean like recognized?
Well, it's been five years. They were celebrating her life.
Right. Absolutely. Just celebrating her life, you know, not what the situation that happened, but just her memory.
Got you. All right, bro.
Absolutely. All right, man. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you for that message.
Thank you for calling, man. Manny, what's up? You blessed or are you mad this morning?
I'm blessed this morning, man.
Why are you blessed, my brother?
I'm participating in the Pay It Forward Challenge, and right now I deliver for the community food bank in New Jersey. So normally when there's a lot of leftover food from sites that I deliver to, they throw the food out. So what I've been doing is I've been stopping in Newark on my way to the warehouse, and I've been dropping off the food to the homeless.
That's dope.
And it's a wonderful feeling, man.
There
it's
you
a
go. Feeling. No better feeling than giving from the heart, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So I just want people to pay it forward this morning, no matter what it is. Just pay it forward, man. The people in need.
There you go. Thank you for calling. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, or if you want to spread some positivity, you feel blessed, hit us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Cornelius.
What's going on?
Why are you mad, bro?
All right. Let me shout out to Angelique and Charmaine. First of all, let me say, DJ Envy, you a hater. You blocked me on Instagram yesterday for promoting my podcast under your comment.
You petty as hell.
This guy, right? I post my podcasts out today. He says, F Envy's podcast. Listen to my podcast.
Okay, now that's not the way to promote, sir.
Blocked. Sorry, that was that was a mistake.
But yes, you don't have to promote and put somebody else down.
I definitely blocked his ass yesterday. Hey, David, you mad or you blessed this morning?
Man, I'm blessed, man, because me and my wife are in a real good place. As you know, being married, it can be a roller coaster, up and down, side to side.
Amen.
Today, the past month has been awesome. It's been awesome. So I got to give a shout out to her.
Ain't that the best feeling when your relationship is good, your sex is better, your life feels good, things start coming to you? Isn't it just the best feeling?
It's the best feeling. And, hey, listen, everybody want to be married. It ain't made for everybody. But those that want to take that far and do it, it's a beautiful thing.
There you go.
Y'all be good, man.
All right, bro.
All right.
He in a good place. You can tell it all in his voice. Lee from Mississippi. You blessed this morning or you mad? What's up?
I'm a little bit of both, but I'm mad that people don't realize Floyd Mayweather sat at home, watched the Great White Hype with Samuel Jackson, and thought of that fight with Conor McGregor.
Man, I don't know why y'all even worried about that Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight. The hype has died down on that fight already.
Well, it died down because Conor McGregor got knocked out twice during training.
Yeah, but that's what's going to happen in the ring, too. I don't know why people even remotely think Conor McGregor has a chance with Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's not a boxer. Boxing is a dangerous scientific sport.
Nah, you remember the movie with Samuel Jackson when they just brought up some guy to fight Damian Wayans.
I remember.
Yeah, that's all this is.
I'm still going to watch it, though.
I'm going to watch it. I ain't going to pay for it, though. Not for no $100.
Tony!
Hey.
Why you mad, Tony?
What's going on, man? Good morning. I'm calling because I'm mad because, you know, I got married a few months ago. And, you know, everybody, I was with the chick for about two and a half years on and off. And everything was all good. But since we got married, everything's just been going downhill, you know. We didn't have a stable place to live. And we finally found a place to live. And now the room that we're renting, you know, ended up having a whole bunch of mold and stuff. So, like, now we have to leave the place that we're staying. And now we're renting hotels. And it's just, like, all hectic. And it all seems to have happened as soon as we got married.
So you're trying to say you're blaming your marriage on all the bad
energy. On the negativity. He definitely is.
Not the marriage, but the negativity from people. Because everybody was like, you know, you shouldn't do it. Don't get married. And I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm straight. You know, everything's going to work out.
Nah, you can't blame that on other people, bro. You're creating that negative energy in your life with your mindset.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, sir.
Are you and your wife good, though? Are y'all happy?
Yeah, no, we happy.
That's
we
all that matters.
Happy, exactly.
That's all that matters. As long as y'all happy, that's all that matters.
How you going to let somebody else pee on your parade?
What?
That's what he's doing. He's letting other people pee on his parade.
Okay.
You happy, but you worried about the urine from other people.
You mean rain on his parade?
No, pee.
No, Nor Kelly going on over here.
All right.
All right, bro. Well, just enjoy your wife, man. Don't worry about anybody else. You and your wife happy, that's all that matters.
For sure.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us. Or if you feel blessed, you can hit us up. Naye, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about an R. Kelly update. What is he saying about all of these allegations against him now? And what would y'all rather do first? I mean, there's so much going on. There's Usher. We'll do Usher.
Okay.
All right. We'll save Kevin Hart.
All right, well, we'll get into Usher when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Pause. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Revolt, all right? Now, Revolt Nation, they have an exclusive tonight at 7 p.m. Revolt News presents Jay-Z, the 444 footnotes. That's right. Jay-Z recorded video footnotes for each song on the 444 album. And tonight, Revolt has them exclusively for you. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to see Hov, the 444 footnotes only on Revolt. So,
weren't they on Tidal, too, though? I gotta swear I thought it was on Tidal about a week ago.
I don't know. Revolt says they're exclusively. Maybe exclusive.
Yeah,
oh, okay. On Tidal first.
Well, stop lying about that.
Well, maybe exclusively on television.
Maybe exclusively on television.
Exclusively on television, yes. Come on. Words matter.
All right.
Don't insult us Tidal subscribers, okay?
Sheesh. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Usher.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo!
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, some documents have leaked about Usher. They were obtained by Radar Online. And apparently back in 2009 or 2010, he had contracted herpes and passed it on to a celebrity stylist having unprotected sex with her. He had to pay $1.1 million to that woman for severe emotional distress. And he also covered her medical bills. That case was settled back in 2012.
Is this real?
Now, during that time, they...
Sounds like it.
Listen, I'm just telling you what was the documents from Radar Online. But he hasn't commented on it yet. Now, allegedly, there was a greenish discharge from his penis.
Oh, whoa, that's a booger.
Is that a booger?
Your penis boogers? I didn't know
that. But
they
said he said he went to the doctor. He was cleared of any STDs, so the woman went on and continued. Now, if I notice a greenish discharge oozing out of
exactly.
his penis.
Exactly. This ain't Nickelodeon.
I don't know that I
that
would
ain't
continue.
Slime.
What you going to say,
I know all these kids playing with slime nowadays, but no.
I don't care who you are,
nothing,
okay?
Nothing green supposed to be coming out your penis.
Nah, not at all.
That's not how this works.
Nope.
Yellow comes out my penis and white. That's it.
Okay. Urine. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right, anyway, then she started noticing some symptoms, a fever of 100 degrees, chills, headaches, aches, and pains. She went to the doctor and found out that she, for the first time...
Man, if you don't stop being so damn petty and take that Let It Burn bed away, this guy is so crazy. I don't think herpes burns.
Then...
Do you know? I'm sure it probably burns. If something green oozing coming out your penis, it gotta burn.
I never had STD in my life, thank God.
Me neither. I don't know what a burn means, but...
All right, then they also have these telephone conversations where he apologized for infecting her and told her that he would take care of things.
That's online?
Yes.
The phone calls?
Oh, no. That's in the court documents.
This is the documents.
That they did have these phone calls where he spoke with her and said that he would take care of her.
Well, shouldn't it be like a non-disclosure agreement
That's
when it comes
I said.
To these documents and all kind of stuff
there's,
like that?
There's only four people that had that document. Usher's lawyer, Usher, the lady's lawyer, and the lady.
Yeah, and it got to be an NDA. Like, it has to be a non-disclosure agreement.
But what about for if it's like a court case? Aren't... I don't know if it was sealed or not because she
No charges
him.
Were ever filed, though. They just seem like they settled out.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I have no idea, but he settled the lawsuit for $1.1 million.
So they're saying the herpes
that's
is...
That's the court papers.
They're saying the herpes is karma, because allegedly that's the lady that was, what, Tamika's...
It was one of Tamika's bridesmaids, allegedly, so...
What the hell does herpes got to do with karma?
That's your bridesmaid! You knocking off one of your best friend's husband?
We do know she is a stylist. So
yeah, but
Tamika was a stylist.
So the lady had herpes. That ain't karma. She just had herpes.
No.
But she got it from...
So was her herpes said, karma, too?
What?
That's what I'm saying. Was the woman's herpes karma? Whoever she got
that
it from?
She knocked off her best friend's husband, and because she did that.
She was in the wedding and then started having sex with her friend's husband. That's bad karma. She got herpes.
Allegedly. We'll just say allegedly.
I mean, we don't know. Right. Yeah, but that's what people are saying. I don't know 100%.
I just don't know if I can believe this story 100%. I believe half of it.
All right, R. Kelly.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Now, a lot of people have been speaking out about R. Kelly. He has, of course, denied the accusations that he has a cult living in his home. Some people are saying that he's keeping these girls hostage. But one woman did an interview with Jezebel. She asked to be kept anonymous. She said that all the women in Kelly's homes are above the age of consent, and technically they can leave. She did say it's like witnessing Stockholm Syndrome. All these girls are so nice and trusting and young. If anything, he is... guilty of psychological abuse. Now, Kim said that she liked having sex with powerful men and she enjoyed hanging out with R. Kelly in his inner circle.
Who is Kim?
That's not her real name. She's identifying herself. She's anonymous. But she's
I thought you said she's anonymous. I'm like, who is Kim?
Yeah, Kim. And then it says not her real name. It's just in quotations.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. So she said all these girls just dote on him. It's so effed up. They're completely manipulated and brainwashed. She said that he was very controlling. When we're out, we're not allowed to look at anyone. We have to keep our heads down. If we're back in his studio sitting on the couches and he has friends across the room at the bar, we can't look at each other or communicate with each other. So she said that she wasn't involved in the music business, so things were different for her. She wasn't relying on him for any of the promises for her career or anything. And she was free to go, come and go as she pleased.
So. I'm going to be honest with you. We don't even know if that woman right there exists. Like, that could be Jezebel just creating a story. And nobody would care because nobody cares about the truth. The lie is more entertaining. Like, now, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Now, R. Kelly, in the meantime, has been having no problem selling out his shows. People are still buying tickets. It's business as usual. And according to R. Kelly, he said he's just guilty of pampering women with so much luxury that they become dependent on him and they don't want to leave, even though they can. And that is what it is.
I'm torn. I don't know if I should be playing an R. Kelly joint because this is the jam. This is a joint. But I'm like...
Yeah, that's the problem. Y'all watched him urinate on a 14-year-old girl. urinate on a 14-year-old girl on video, but he came out with that Step in the Name of Love. So what? He got found not guilty. OJ got found not guilty, too. Step in the Name of Love came on, and y'all forgot all about that tape.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Forgot he married Aaliyah when she was 15, and he was 28. Mm. Running around acting like this man don't got a problem.
All right.
Just because he can make a good jam or two. I Believe I Can Fly ain't that good, bro. Neither is Step in the Name of Love. Step in the Name of Love might be.
Ignition Remix.
What about I Wish?
What about
I Wish
the
Remix? Fine. I ain't going to lie to you.
See? All right. Well, thank you for those rumors. When we come back, Tyga will be in the building. We'll kick it with Tyga.
Speaking of sexual predators.
Allegedly.
It's a good segue.
All right. This is how we're going to start it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Tyga!
What's good, man?
Tyga!
What's good?
How did you lose Kylie, bro? Let's get to it.
Tyga,
how?
Like
No.
Tyga
how?
Is a brave soul for
how
coming up here.
First of all,
Kylie.
Good morning. First of all, good morning,
good
everybody.
Morning. Good morning.
It's yeah, like 7 a.m. in L.A., so I'm, excuse my lateness.
You're still on L.A. time?
Yeah.
Yes, you did lie to us last time.
He lied to us last time.
You said y'all were just friends.
Last time was like 2 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we started off as friends, though.
You had the red shirter.
We started off as friends, and then we got in a relationship.
So how did you lose her, bro?
It ain't a losing thing. It's like when you make a decision to not be in a relationship with somebody, y'all make that decision, y'all split ways.
You love her though, still.
I mean, I have love for her, but like I'm not in love no more. You know what I'm saying? So.
Even when Ye was here, he said y'all was in love.
He said y'all were in love.
He didn't mean
yeah.
to, but
yeah. I mean, yeah, that's,
he let that slip.
Yeah, that's like the honeymoon stage. Like, you get with anybody, like, for the first year, it's like magic. And then after that, like, you start, like, realizing a bunch of shit.
Like what?
Nah, you just, I mean, it's like any relationship.
Like,
you
know,
you
go through, like the Kardashian you go through, house is the sunken place and you nah, can
think,
hit the
think, no, no, no. I think the main thing was just, like, a lot of people. It was a lot of outside influences. And, like you said, she's younger than me, so you know she's dealing with perception. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm older, so I could deal with like perception.
We're aware you're older.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like, yeah. But for her, like, you know, growing up, how she grew up, you know, it's like image and perception was everything. So, you know, you got a bunch of people pulling from you. It's like, and you still trying to develop as a woman, young mm-hmm. woman. You know what I mean? So.
It seemed like you didn't like having your whole life on Snap and everything too, because they would always post like you'd be like, "Man, stop, put the phone."
I mean, I mean, I didn't mind it, but then like,
sometimes it's OD.
But he was part of it.
Yeah, like I like to keep like the mystique. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really, but I mean, I knew that's how she like kind of like made her money and stuff. So,
did you ever feel the need to like, yo, we got to make this work because your image took a hit? People calling you a pedophile, putting you in the same breath as R. Kelly.
I'm always ahead of the curve, like, so, you know, like, I'm just always ahead of the curve, like, bro, like, so, even before, like...
Like, you knew she was going to be hot at 18.
No, I knew she had a lot of potential, you feel me?
Gotcha.
And then I know, like, I felt like I was put in that position to kind of, like, help her and, like, you know, just, like, kind of help her and, like, you know, like, because mm-hmm. before I got with her, like... People, like, in the urban world wasn't, like, talking about her, like...
I was going to ask, how did you foresee it? Because the old pictures of Kylie is not like the new pictures of Kylie.
I mean, you got to look at the old... Like, I mean, it's even with China. Like, it's like when I got with her, like, you know, like, and I got with her, and, like, she super glowed up. I got with Kylie, like, she super glowed up.
Now, let's be clear. Kylie helped you, too, though. Because, I mean, like, how you helped her in the urban world, she helped you in...
She definitely helped me in
the mainstream.
Women, you know what I'm saying? Like, middle America and, like... It's like way more like women at my shows and like younger girls and stuff. So
that did translate financially for you?
Nah, it didn't.
No?
It didn't. Because you got to think, like, I'm not coming from, like, I wasn't coming from reality. You know, like, I was with a black girl before that. You feel me? So to the world, it looked like, okay, I left her, had a baby with her, I left her. And then I got with this young white girl. So, like, that was already, like, kind of a hit on my image. But
Jesus Christ.
But
yes,
for
right.
me, but for me, I was just like, you know, I'm going to just deal with it. And we're going to rock. And we're going to, like, make the best out of it.
Right. That whole situation was crazy. Because then Blac Chyna obviously got with Rob Kardashian. That had to be awkward for you.
No.
He said no.
It wasn't awkward?
I look at it like, I told homie, too. I told him what the play was. You know what I'm saying? Like, but.
You told Rob?
When I told him, like, what he was going to deal with, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was with Kay, I told him, like, yo.
Be careful.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, like, I was just with her for 3-4 years. Like, this is what you about to deal with, but people.
What exactly is he dealing with?
Yeah, like, what is it? What is he dealing with? Like, what's the warning?
I mean, y'all see what she's now? Going on?
I mean, they call her gold nigga. So was she trying to?
Nah, she just got a different mentality. Like, she really is a good person. You feel me at heart, but like, she's been through a lot in her life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she really didn't have people to help like guide her and stuff like in her life. So,
Tokyo.
Her mom. You like no.
I mean, from what I know, I see.
So all the stuff before you know with Rob, that's the stuff you were buying her, that stuff.
What do you mean?
Because she had cars and things like that before Rob, and then...
When I was with her?
Yes.
I mean, when we was together, like, I held her down, but, like, after we broke up, like, she was doing her own thing, hustling, so... Mm-hmm.
But you got her pregnant, though. I mean, you hit it raw. So you had to, even though you knew what kind of girl she was, you still shot a club up.
Nah, it's not the fact of what type of girl she was. It was just, like... I just knew a nigga like him ain't gonna be able to handle somebody like her.
It's a lot of drama, basically.
Yeah, like he coming from a whole different world. Like you don't know how she move and how she think, you know. So
right.
I mean, when you in love and when you don't care what nobody else think, like you just gonna like love that blinds you. You feel me?
You should have pulled him to the side and gave him a real play. Like
he said he did.
There's a difference between yo watch yourself and this is what's going to happen.
But that seems like being a hater though. You can't.
I told him like you know like, but I'm not gonna. Intervene on what they got going on. Like, gotcha. That's not my business. Like, that's their relationship, so.
But wasn't it a surprise to you? Like, did she come to you first and be like, listen, you're going to find this out, but I just want to make sure that you know ahead of time I'm dating Rob?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Okay. So what was that like when you found, like, how did you find out?
On the internet, just like y'all.
Damn.
All right, we got more with Tiger when we come back. We got to talk, is Tiger broke? Also, do the Kardashians ruin their men? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Tyga is in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
How do you feel when Travis Scott's music comes on?
All right, so, like, me and her been broken up for, like, 7 months. You feel me? But the media just, like, didn't know... Because, like, we wasn't seen together. So then they start putting two and two.
Mm-hmm.
And they seen her with homie walking around, like, some festival or something. But other than that, like, I mean, he's not in the wrong. Like, it's not like I broke bread with him. It's not like he's, like, my day one homie to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no, like, hard feelings or nothing.
You know? People were throwing shots at you, though. Artists were throwing shots saying her name. Like, seemed like trying to agonize. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, 21 Savage. Yeah. 21 Savage said he wanted to smash. He said he saw you, though.
Yeah,
after
that.
So y'all had a cool conversation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We was in L.A. and...
He said you ain't want no smoke.
He didn't say that. He's just...
Y'all be star shit, man.
No, man. He said, let's do some music together.
Yeah.
At first he seen he didn't know it was you because of the cornrows, and then he said y'all got close, and he said he didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, because I hit the corner, and he was right there, so, like, my first initial reaction was just like, what's up? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in L.A., so he probably was just, like, seeing what was going on, what was about to happen, whatever. But we was cool, though. Like, we chopped it up.
Are y'all really going to do music together?
You never know.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you feel like? Did you find out about Travis online, like everybody else, or she told you?
Nah, I already knew. Like, streets in L.A., like house parties and just like knowing people. So I already knew how she was
moving.
I was already, like, yeah, because we was already broken up, and you know what I'm saying. And I was already, she was hearing about me throwing parties, and I was hearing about her, like.
We were seeing you get caught out there. There were some great memeable moments of you walking out the gym with the woman looking completely shocked.
Like, I don't go to the gym. That was, I was at a restaurant.
Oh, and you came out looking like, whoa.
No, it messed me up because I went out the back entrance on purpose. So, like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, it was crazy. It was the paparazzi dude. And he was, like, on one knee. So it threw me all the way off. And it got that image. And that shit went viral.
Do you feel like the Kardashian family ruins men?
Chris Humphrey,
Lamar Kanye, Odom.
I think they're women driven. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, for you know, when like strong men come over there and try to like kind of change that or kind of intervene what they got going on, then it kind of it deflects it. You know,
it doesn't end well.
I mean, yeah, just I really don't know.
What's your relationship with Kanye now? Because I know you were signed to Good Music.
Well, I never really did an official deal with them. It was a management thing.
Because
I didn't want to be on Def Jam. Because I was like, yo, I just got out of a bad label situation. I really don't want to be in another label situation, signed to another artist. Like, so it was like kind of more of a management kind of deal.
It's funny, when you came up here and said that Cash Money never paid you. People were on your ass.
Yeah, because I was ahead of the curve. And what happened? Wayne came out. I'm always ahead of the curve, I'm telling you. I'm always like, I'm just not afraid to say what I feel. And regardless how people are going to take it, I see it for what it is, like, before, like, people know.
Mm-hmm. You speak to any of those old label mates? Nicki, Wayne, Drake?
Mac May. I talk to Mac May here and there.
Mm-hmm. Kanye, actually, I read, had you and Drake piece things up because you guys had a little tension.
Yeah, he had a... Yeah, this fashion show out here. It's funny how he set it up. Like, he was like, yo, come to the showroom. I was like, all right, cool. And then I guess he told Drake, yo, come to the showroom.
Oh, man.
And then Drake walks in and is like, but that was cool, though. I mean, that was like almost 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
what'd y'all talk about?
Just a gang of stuff, like, you know. It was cool though.
Was there no beige rage displayed? Like y'all didn't.
It'd be like the media and like people like twisting stuff up. Like I think when you have a conversation with somebody face to face, it's just like, all right, cool.
When you called him fake or something. You called him fake.
Yeah, at that time I was just more, you know, younger and I was more like hot headed and kind of like frustrated with my label situation. So it wasn't really super super personal directed at him or Nicki. I was just frustrated with the whole situation, you know.
Now, you had a Maybach and Ferrari repossessed last year.
Never had a Maybach and Ferrari repossessed.
So that was a lie, too?
They always say you broke.
All right, let me show you something right now. Mm-hmm. So for the last 7 months, we ain't been together or whatever. Has there been any negative stories out on me?
No.
So you're saying the Kardashian family do what they always do?
I'm not saying that, bro.
They was putting stories out about you.
I'm just saying.
Don't save those white women, Tiger.
I'm saying, look at the proof, though.
Okay, they are rumored to plant stories. At
ain't no rumors.
All I'm saying,
dude,
all I'm saying,
like 22
is,
times. Like every time you broke.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is like, whoever controls this kind of media doesn't like seeing rappers with these type of women, especially young white women, and it's how it is, bro.
But you don't think the family? You don't think Chris be putting them out herself?
I don't know. Maybe.
So your Maybach or Ferrari never got repossessed?
No, I sold my Maybach a long time ago.
But your lifestyle, Tiger, you live like a... People say I live crazy.
Well,
he lives like a Bill Gates.
We always want to get your like money.
Nah, you know what? I have a high taste level. That's it. I just...
But do you got the money, though, Tiger?
That Maybach wasn't just an ordinary Maybach.
I see your store in L.A.
The convertible Maybach, the Laundelet.
I see your Last King store in L.A. It's never open, though, but I always see
it's
the
always door. Open.
It
yeah,
is?
And we got a new spot that I just partnered with. It's a store right next to it. It's called Dom Gallery. We're doing, like, all the old BBC ice cream stuff and all that.
Oh, wow.
So it's another store.
Every
so
that time makes money, they say right? Tiger's broke, Tiger come back with something crazier.
Didn't Kylie buy you a Bentley, too?
Truck.
Yeah, I bought her a Maybach. It was like a...
A trade.
Yeah, but I got rid of it, though. Got it no more.
You didn't keep the Bentley? Just because of the breakup?
No, I bought the G-Wagon because I felt like everybody started getting it, so I wanted the big.
And then he G-Wagon. Didn't get a regular G-Wagon. He got the one that was about 268. That's the 4x4, too. Tiger don't play fair.
That's cool, but I want to know, a woman bought you a Bentley truck. I need to get to that level of my life.
Well, your wife could buy you a Bentley truck then because I don't know what
at that level, it's like an exchange, you know? Like, it's like, oh, I get you a Maybach. All right, cool, I'm going to get you.
You might as well have bought your own things for yourselves. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Being that you've had two really public relationships, what are you going to do next, like, when it comes to dating? Because I'm sure you've learned a lot of what not to do, what you don't want, and what you do want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really having a lot of fun being single. I haven't had a bad day yet, so I don't really want to get in a relationship.
It's nice to not have to deal with all of the...
It's nice not to have to answer to anybody, you know? Right now, how I feel.
Okay.
And I get to focus more on my music. People could focus on that. I get to focus on my son, and people could see, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't have to really deal with any outside bullshit that comes with it.
All right, well, let's get into a Tiger mini mix. Let me know your favorite Tiger joint. We'll get on this morning. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. This morning, everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Tiger is in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
You got a mixtape, right? Bitch, I'm the shit.
Yeah, I'm dropping it on Friday.
Are you going to discuss a lot of the things that we've been seeing the past couple of years? Because like you said, your image did take a big hit. You got the sexual predator thing, and I didn't even think about the you being a... I'm serious, you leaving
God
a black woman.
God damn, why you got to put that on me, man?
You see the me, Tiger. Come on now.
I know, but that's the internet, man.
Like, they got you right up there in the same boat as R. Kelly.
It's like people, like, wanted to say stuff when I was with her, but then they want to post her and be like, oh, she's the hottest girl. And I'm like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we waited till she was 18, though.
He did, too.
I did, too.
Tiger, stop lying. You was with her before that. It's cool.
I was hanging out with her, yeah. But I mean,
they knew each other for a long time.
You never touched her.
Hey man, you gotta stop asking shit like that, bro. Like,
what do you think when she wore the T-shirt with Biggie's face and Pac's face on?
Oh my God,
I was upset. Mm-hmm. But I just knew that.
And she feel
people, I just knew like the people around her are supposed to be, you know what I'm saying?
Does she feel because she dates black people? It's like, this is my past.
Nah, I just think they don't think too much into it. Mm. And they don't, and the people around her probably don't think too much into it too.
If you was there, you'd have been like, nah, that's not a good idea.
I would have been like, don't do that. Tupac, movie about to come out, you got to, like, don't do that.
We were seeing reports of you not doing shows because she wasn't old enough to get in the club, and they would be like, oh, he
man, they was making up so much fake
stuff.
So
that wasn't true?
No,
okay.
Not true.
When did you first meet her? I mean, I know it's old news, but when did you first meet her?
I did Kendall's Week 16. They had me perform at that.
How old was she then?
I don't know, maybe 15 or something.
Did you see it then? Like, you knew she'd be a hot prospect in a
few
years?
Nah, bro. I was with China at that time. Yeah,
you remember how she looked at 15? Like, she looked nothing like she looked now.
So when did you realize, like, she next? Mr. Ahead of the Curve?
You keep asking me the same question over and over, like,
I'm trying to get you to clean up the sexual predator thing, but you not...
He's saying that he didn't mess with her until she was of age. He knew her. That was it.
I mean, we started talking when she was 17, yes.
You feel like a little let down? Because you was with her through all the surgeries and the implants and everything. Mm. Like, you watched her glow up.
Yeah, what are you asking me, though?
I'm saying, do you feel like you missing out? Like, you set it up for somebody else?
Listen, people break up
bro,
every
like,
day.
Yeah, man, it's just like, you know what you could bring to the table, and you know, like, it's not, you know, I don't feel like I'm losing anything. I mean, if I felt like I was losing something, then I'd kind of be like, damn. You know, but I don't feel like I'm...
You were sick for a little bit because it seemed like y'all got back together. Y'all broke up and got back together for a little bit. Off and on.
We wasn't really, like, on and off a lot. It was just, like, the media. Like, if we wouldn't, like, post pictures or she wouldn't put me on her Snapchat and people would be, like, and they got together. Gotcha. So I don't know. That whole situation was just weird. And I just didn't like the fact that, like, how, like, the media was, like, portraying my life, and it wasn't really like that. So now that I feel like I'm not in that situation, I feel like I'm controlling the narrative way more now.
Are you suing Birdman and Cash Money to get that money that they owe you, or are you just letting it go?
I don't want to throw nothing more on that situation. I want to see Wayne like kind of like prosper with that, and then
you're worried
I can
about
go see, you know.
Yeah. Somebody told me you strong-armed your way out of Cash Money, like kind of had like...
I had to pay to get out. I paid to get out.
You paid to get out?
Now, mind you, I'm old, like, probably, like at least 12, 15
12 million.
They owe me, bro.
So you ain't get paid from Racks on Racks? Racks in Rack City?
Racks on Racks.
So you ain't paid from Racks City?
Why touch that?
Past the hookah, none of that stuff?
Nah, bro.
Molly?
Nah.
Really? Not a dime?
You better get your money.
Hold on, did Birdman, did they at least give you an advance?
No.
He said he didn't get nothing. Remember last time he said he didn't get nothing?
So you just signed for a T-shirt? Like a chain? A T-shirt. Like what?
No, you got to think, man. It's like, I didn't know the business was like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a roll with Wayne. Like, and this is, he's recording Carter 3. So I'm just
it's Wayne.
In the sauce it's right Wayne. Now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, yeah. And then we did Bear Rock. And was like, well, you know, you got to sign. You want to get on. He's like, this is going to be the single. I was like, all right, cool. So I signed. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think twice.
Like, cause,
you didn't
you know
have a lawyer or anything.
I had a lawyer, but like my lawyer at the time was the same lawyer that was representing Cash Money.
That
so
was
I,
their lawyer.
It was already. It was already. It was already. It was already a bad
so
thing
didn't
from
have
jump.
A lawyer in that
yeah,
case.
But you got to think I'm 17 at this time, so I'm just like I'm 17, 18, so I don't really know nothing about lawyers, and then I'm just like cool. I'm rocking with Wayne. I'm on the bus with him every day. I'm having fun, so I wasn't really worried
that's
about
it. It's like some type of malpractice. Or
it is. It can't be.
It's conflict of interest.
Definitely.
Did you ever go to Kris Jenner and be like, help?
Nah.
She's not good with music?
She don't know what's going on. If it was a show, you know what I'm saying?
$12 million?
At least. But you know what? But Wayne is owed what? Like 50?
50
too
million.
Much.
So it's like.
Wayne, that's just like.
So my little measly little, you know
little
what I'm saying?
Nothing.
It's like.
That's still a lot.
You know? I don't. That's why I'm just like, I'm just walking away from the situation for now and let, you know, Wayne get his.
But didn't he let you out of the contract?
He had to pay his way out, he said.
He said he had paid.
That don't make no damn sense. How much you had to pay?
It was close to him. It was like at first they wanted like two. We got him down.
He ain't even trying to like take nothing off his tab. Like let me owe you.
You know, bro,
I didn't even
think twice when he was like, yeah. Well, I was like, cool. Right. Here's the money. Just let me go.
What'd you think when you saw Birdman up here?
I've never seen him like that. He was really upset with you.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen him get like that.
Bow Wow said he saw him like that all the time.
I've never seen him like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, he took his glasses off. He was like, he was pissed at you, bro. He was hot.
Now you got a new show on MTV.
Scream.
I'm going to be a part of the cast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Scream. So they trying to, like, really tap in, like, how Get Out kind of did. Mm-hmm. Make it more, like, social media driven. Like, talk about racism and all that.
Do you avoid young girls now just because you don't want you don't want people to keep, like, piling on the fact that you might be a sexual predator?
Man, I definitely am more consciously aware of that. I like to, like, ask, like, yo, how do you...
21, how old are you?
22. I'd be like, you know, just because, like, I don't want to get caught up.
There you go. If R. Kelly wanted to do a song with you, Tiger, if R. Kelly called you right now and asked for a feature, would you do it?
Only if I can get an I Wish or the World's Greatest.
Nothing sexual?
I need a World's Greatest. You feel me?
You wouldn't do nothing sexual?
I did a song with him with Chris before.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody asked me this the other day. I don't really know the situation that happened with him. If you want to explain it to me.
He's a sexual predator.
Bro,
okay,
like,
he married Aaliyah when she was 15.
The story right all right. Now.
Nah, it's another story.
There's
though,
another
right?
story. You got a
is
couple
that,
of girls in the crib, allegedly.
There's six women living at his house.
It's like he got like a Taz Angel situation.
He's holding a bunch of women against their will. The way Kardashians.
Tiger looks at things different than everybody else. It's like Taz Angel.
It's not a Taz Angel situation.
I don't really know.
Well, the women are saying they want to be there.
Well, I guess if you think about it, it could be a Taz because they
the same way Kris Jenner does black men. And R. Kelly does young girl.
Okay.
And when he's done with him, he's done with him. Same way Chris, when she's done with him, she's done with him.
He's still a great songwriter.
Do you have any more questions for Tiger?
No, I'm just trying to get him to clear up the sexual predator thing, but he's not interested in that, I guess. So.
You are very brave. I was like, Tiger is not.
I was like, Tiger's not.
Why y'all think I'm not going to come up here? Like,
because you know they're gonna give you, everybody's going to give
but
you
But that's
a
why I like Tiger, because he faces care. The music. Right. He comes.
Yeah, it's like. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to.
Because I've seen you be irritated when people ask you certain questions.
He's never irritated up here.
But not up here.
Nah, see, y'all are different. Y'all are the culture. You know what I'm saying? I be irritated with people that's like, certain radio people are like really don't know and they just try to like, trying to get a moment. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
How many tracks on the mixtape?
16.
You don't think you should have 18? Just to be...
You know
what?
I had
to make sure.
That was good. Hey, that was good. That was a good one. That was a good one.
We appreciate you for doing this, man.
Appreciate it.
Goodness gracious. This is The Breakfast Club. It's Tiger.
The Breakfast Club.
Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jada Pinkett Smith.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith was on with Sway in the morning, and she revealed that she actually knew Tupac for a different reason, something that she's never revealed before, and she has a connection with him because of it. Here is what she revealed.
When we first met, I was a drug dealer, and I've been having kind of an existential crisis around Pac because as I was coming out of the life, he was going more into the life. And I just felt like, okay, God, one day you're going to do for Pac what you did for me. Which is you saved me. And that just never happened for him. Pac and our relationship was about survival. And I know that most people connected in this romance thing, and that's just because they don't have the story.
I cannot wait to read the book that Jada Pinkett Smith said she's writing on this situation. That's what she said on Sway Show yesterday.
Mm.
I'm pre-ordering that when that comes out.
Right.
And Jada Pinkett, she's from Baltimore, right?
Oh, sorry, it's my computer. Yeah, I think
she's from Baltimore.
You know what?
Yeah, she's from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I meant to Google what existential means, too, yesterday.
Existential?
Yeah, what's that mean? It's okay to say you don't know.
No, I do, because I'm trying to describe what it means. I'm just trying to think, because I've used the word in sentences before, but existential relationship, I don't know. I mean, I kind of know, because I know how you're supposed to use it, but I can't define it for you.
I know Jada was a drug dealer, though. Wow.
That was interesting.
Yeah, who absolutely. Knew when she was at such a young age? All right. Now, let's discuss Kevin Hart. There's some video and some pictures. They're saying that he was cheating on his wife with another woman. It was his birthday. It was at Live, outside of Live, July 3rd. He's sitting in the front seat of a car, and there is a driver in the driver's seat, and they said he was flirting with a woman in the back seat. Now, oddly enough, the door was open. They were sitting there. It didn't really seem like that much to me.
Me neither.
I'm going to keep it real.
I didn't see nothing.
I could
video.
Understand why it's irritating to have a story like that out in the press, especially if you're pregnant and this is your husband. But it wasn't like they were caught going into a hotel together, walking into a room together.
They weren't making out. They weren't kissing. You see none of that.
It looked like somebody was being a good Samaritan and giving a drunk girl a ride home. That's what it looked like to me.
Okay. I mean, it could have been, you know.
I don't know about
Black
that.
Men don't cheat no more, okay? 444 came out, good.
I can't say what did or didn't happen, obviously, but.
After eliminating 444, Black men ain't got time for this cheating, all right?
All right, well, he posted, at the end of the day, you just got to laugh at the BS.
That's all.
He posted
all.
A picture of himself laughing.
So. The way the internet reacted yesterday, I thought he was on video tongue-kissing a girl.
I thought so, too.
Fingering some chick in the back seat. I'm like, I don't see what y'all see.
Right, so. I mean, it doesn't look great, but it's not some type of evidence like,
It doesn't look anything. It's just two people in a car. They're not even sitting together.
They said maybe somebody else was in the car. He's in the front seat. She's in the back seat.
Yeah, he's in the front
seat.
Because you really can't tell if anyone else is in the car.
It could be nothing.
Like, look, you could give somebody a hug that you're just friends with because at one point they look a little bit close, but that doesn't really still mean anything.
And by the way, that's not Kevin Hart's car. It's a Lexus with Florida tax. Yeah. All right. Kev would not be in that.
His driver's there. So, I mean, come on.
Well, I can't wait till he comes up here to tell us what it was all about and how this all went down, because I'm sure he has an explanation.
And Kev ain't coming up here until he get a tour or something. Kev going to announce his tour. Kev going to announce something real big.
So we got to save that question.
To get everybody's mind off it, and he going to keep it moving. I wouldn't address it either, to be honest with you.
Right.
The only person that he should have had that conversation with is his wife.
Yep.
That's all.
All right, now Lamar Odom is going to be doing a book. He said it's an autobiography about his life. It's going to cover everything. He said it's a free-for-all, and he's going to tell all. Some sources are saying that this is going to be basically revealing a lot of things about the Kardashians, of course, in particular. Never told secrets about cheating, sex, drugs, drinking, pills, cocaine, all of it. Deep, dark secrets about the Kardashian family, all of their crazy drama. And Kanye West and all of that. He knows about different separations between Kim and Kanye. He knows about their arguments, their name-calling, all their accusations. He knows, obviously, a lot about Khloe Kardashian, the identity of her supposed real father, all kinds of stuff. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time that the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx. In all of Florida.
Oh, boy.
This is just more evidence that I am absolutely positively right with my assessment.
Oh, boy. All right. Donkey of the Day's up next. Just side note. Did y'all see the lady from the Bronx washing that raccoon in the fire hydrant yesterday?
Listen, man, one day y'all gonna listen to me, okay?
Did y'all see that?
One day y'all gonna listen to your Uncle Charlotte, all right? I've never steered y'all wrong, not once. All right?
All right. Donkey of the Day's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 20th, goes to a young man from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, named David Blackman. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always tell you? The craziest people in all of America are in the Bronx and all of Florida, and every other day, if not every day. I get proven right about this assessment. Now, David Blockman had a situation, an emergency situation. And what do Americans do when they have an emergency? They call 911. Now, what are some reasons to call 911? I had to Google just to see what 911 thinks, okay? These are all reasons 911 thinks you should call them. Medical emergencies like heart attack or stroke, house fires, domestic violence. Theft, burglary, car accident with life-threatening injuries. Now, 911 also has a list of things they don't think you should call them for, like information. That's 411, word to Mary J. Blige. To get a ride for a doctor's appointment. That's Uber. For a pet, for paying tickets, and as a prank, just to name a few. Well, leave it to someone from Florida to add a new reason to the why you shouldn't call 911 list. Let's go to WFTS ABC Action News for the report, please.
Not the smartest phone call ever made here. A self-described drug dealer calling the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office over the weekend to report that someone had stolen his bag of cocaine. David Blackman told responding deputies somebody got into his parked car and took $50 and also a baggie of coke. The deputy spotted the cocaine in the car, but not the money. He arrested the Fort Walton Beach man on multiple charges.
Round of applause for Florida.
Oh, boy.
It's Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. I don't care what part of Florida it is. The craziest people in all of America are in the Bronx and Florida. Okay? David Blackman called deputies on Sunday to report that someone had stolen a bag of cocaine and some cash from his car. He told a deputy who responded that he was a drug dealer and that someone had broken into his vehicle while it was parked, talking about $50 and a quarter ounce of cocaine. Now, listen, I don't care how popular rappers make the trap. I don't care that rappers talk about selling drugs like, you know, it's legal. You know, I don't care if they talk about being a dope boy like it's an actual profession. It's not. Okay? It's illegal. All right, this is how I know I'm disconnected and far removed from any criminal activity in the street, because when I was coming up, drug dealers used to do everything in their power to avoid the police, okay? They were ducking the narcs. They didn't even want to talk on the phone when it came to drug transactions, but now they call the police to tell them about their drug transactions. David, I would like to thank you for supplying more evidence that everybody in Florida is operating on a level of crazy that us mere mortals can't understand. And I would like to go back to WFTS ABC Action News for the report one more time, just because this is unbelievable.
Not the smartest phone call ever made here. A self-described drug dealer calling the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office over the weekend to report that someone had stolen his bag of cocaine. David Blackman told responding deputies somebody got into his parked car and took $50 and also a baggie of coke. The deputy spotted the cocaine in the car, but not the money. He arrested the Fort Walton Beach man on multiple charges.
We ain't gonna never get another black president at this rate, bro. Okay. Some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give David Blackman the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 if you need some relationship advice or some advice
on what to do if somebody steals your drugs.
No, don't call Ye. 800-585-1051. Call Ye right now. She'll help you out with all your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Redbone. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Ye time. You need relationship advice, you can call Ye. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. What's your question for Ye?
Hi. Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for like 6 months. We've only been dating, and I'm not the one who brought up us being in a relationship. He is. He asked me about us being in a relationship, and I had told him, like, I was nervous because he kind of keeps, like, disappearing all the time, and I'm like, if you keep disappearing, it doesn't seem like you really want to be with me. But he's like, no, I'm sorry that he's going through things sometimes, and he just kind of disappears.
What do you mean by, like, disappears? Explain that, like, you can't reach him.
Yeah, like, I can't reach him. Like, he doesn't pick up his phone. He doesn't answer his text message. And then maybe, like, I mean, I don't know if I'm overreacting. It's like 3 days go by without him answering anything. And it's like,
Rachel, you are not overreacting. Clearly, he has something else going on.
Yeah.
Somebody that wants to be with a person is not going to not respond to text messages and phone calls and disappear for 3 days at a time.
See, that's what I was thinking. And then he's always like, oh, no, but, like, right now his mom's in the hospital. And I'm like, I understand, but you could just hit me up and be like, hey, listen, I don't want to talk today. Like,
he can definitely text you.
That's what I was thinking. But then I was like, damn, am I wasting it? I just haven't been in a relationship in so long that I question if I'm making these decisions right.
You can't just be like, I want to be in a relationship. So even though this guy isn't doing what I want him to do now, I'm going to be with him just because I want to have a boyfriend. That's silly.
Yeah, see, my friends are like, this is why you never have a boyfriend. You have to give up something. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Why should I? Like,
no, you should still have some standards, man. The person that wants to be with you and is courting you and is telling you he wants you to be his girlfriend should be returning all your text messages, should be speaking to you at least once a day. Because you think it's going to get better when we start dating? Is it going to still be that same way? You're not even sure what a relationship could be like. Have you ever been to his house?
No, we usually go out.
You've never even been to his house?
No, we both have kids, so we're both, like, not trying to bring each other around the
house.
Well,
who does he live with?
He lives by himself. And then his sister right now is staying with him because she got kicked out of her house. So she's staying there.
Are you sure?
Yes. And I don't know now if you say it like that. No, I guess not.
All right. Well, I just think you should not jump into that. You're not sure about it. And unless you're sure, when you decide you want to be in a relationship, you'll know. It's not going to be all these different questions of, well, he doesn't do this. Well, I've never been to his house. Well, I'm not really sure about that. Well, I haven't heard from him in 3 days. That's whack.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not overreacting. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm so happy I got through. I've never gotten through. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Bruno Mars. That's what I like. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Jackie on the line. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
It's Ask Yee. What's your question for Yee now?
Okay, so Yee, I've been single for the last 4 years, and at this point in my life, I'm not trying to get into no relationship with nobody. I've been a side chick, and I like it. It's fun. There's no responsibilities. I'm living my life. I'm working, and I'm happy. Is there something wrong with that?
Well, the problem is you can be happy and be all of those things but not be messing with somebody else's man.
You're absolutely right. So this is my thing with the messing with somebody else's man. I don't want your girl. Your girl ain't going to never know about me. She's never going to find out about me. I don't care about
How can you guarantee that?
Because look, if you make your moves and you do what you're supposed to do, I'm going to play my role.
Okay, what if he doesn't make his moves and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do? What if she catches on? What if she gets your number? What if she gets your home address? What if she follows him?
If she catches my number, it never happens. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you're okay with lying to another woman?
I really don't.
And you're okay with assisting these men who are going to be cheating on their wives and girlfriends?
Is it assisting, or am I just making sure that my happiness is taken care of?
Well, you are helping them out, too, because you said you'll lie for them if you have to.
I don't know. I guess, okay.
I'm just saying, I do believe in karma. I'm not, because I know you're going to do what you want to do anyway, but I do believe in karma. So what happens when you are ready to settle down later on? Would you be okay with that happening to you?
At this point, I feel like that any relationship that I do get in is going to happen, so I'm just prepared for it.
Well, that's because that's the energy you're putting out in the atmosphere.
Right, but that's all I've ever gotten back.
Because that's what you've been putting out there. It's like, listen, I know they say hurt people hurt people.
Right.
And so clearly there's some issues that you've had with previous relationships that you've been in with the men that you've chosen, and you are now doing the same thing that you're helping those same men do the same thing to their girls that your man did to you.
So should I just remain single and just be with nobody until I find a relationship?
Listen, being single does not mean that you have to... You can be single and date single people.
Okay.
You don't have to be single and date men who are married or in relationships.
So my issue with dating is that at this point in my life, I work a lot. So everybody that I date has an issue with my work schedule. I don't have time for them. So it just never works.
Trust me, if all you want to do is sometimes smash some guys and have no feelings, people will be okay with it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that are fine with that. But you don't got to take nobody else's man.
Got you. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
She's
dangerous, by the way.
I can see. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her anytime. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, O.J. Simpson. What's going on with him today? He could be out of jail this year.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Radar Online got their hands on some documents revealing that Usher had contracted the herpes virus.
Come on now.
In 2009 and passed it on to a celebrity stylist through unprotected sex and had to pay her $1.1 million. He also had to pay $2,700 for her medical bills.
Has anybody called Chili to see what she thinks?
Well, no. Essentially, he got it in 2009.
Oh, that's way after Chili.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. So no need to pray for Chili.
Well, he was married in what, 2010? Was he married in 2008?
I don't remember when the year that he got married, but we do know that according to these reports, he was dating this woman, and she noticed a greenish discharge oozing from his penis.
Oh, penis boogers, penis slime. The
now,
one the kids
said,
are playing with.
I've been to the doctor. I've been cleared, and so she continued her relationship with him, and then she noticed some symptoms for herself. fever, 100 degrees, chills, headaches, aches, pains. She went to the doctor and found out that she was indeed having a first-time HIV.
See, we don't even know if this rumor true.
Herpes infection.
He elevating the rumor. Lord,
herpes
have mercy.
Yeesh.
Lord have mercy, man. See, the sad part about this is we don't know if this is true, but nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining.
Right, well, we will see, I guess. I'm sure he's going to respond to this at some point.
They got married in 2007.
Can you stop playing Let It Burn?
They got married in 2007.
H-E-R-P-S-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. This is
all
bad,
right, guys.
Man.
This is bad. All right, O.J. Simpson, he is supposed to be appearing before a parole board in Nevada today. That hearing will decide whether or not he will be released. Now, he has served 9 years so far of his 9-to-33-year sentence, and he was convicted for kidnapping and armed robbery at a Vegas hotel back in 2007.
I need to know who's so out of touch at the New York Post that they put O.J. on the front cover and they put he's back. World stand still for O.J. parole ruling. The world ain't standing still. This ain't the 90s, bro. Like, we don't give a
damn. Slow news day. Slow news day.
I don't care about no O.J.
But
parole
But let's
here.
Keep it real. All of these O.J. documentaries and made-for-TV stories
That's
have been
the past.
Doing very well.
I'm happy with the past. Don't care about what happens today with him.
I'm going to be watching The Jury Speaks on Oxygen this weekend, too, so you can see what the jury thought and if they would have decided something differently in retrospect, seeing everything that happened after the trial. Mm-hmm. So that should be interesting. Now, O.J. does still owe millions to the murder victim's family. So he owes $33.5 million. That's the debt that he has.
How much?
$33.5 million. He's barely paid any of that off. So basically all of his money is sitting in pension funds right now, and those pension funds are immune from judgment. So
the family has to know they're not getting that money, right?
I don't know how they're going to figure it out.
OJ don't have it to give.
Well, he has money in pension funds, and they can't touch that.
They just can't touch that, right?
So
he ain't got no 33.5.
Well, I don't know if he has that much.
I'm sure he got a couple of M's, though.
It might as well be signed to Cash Money, Young Money. You ain't getting that check.
All right, DJ Khaled is going to be on the upcoming season of Survivor's Remorse. I've always watched that show on Stars. That's the show that LeBron actually produces alongside Maverick and Tom Werner. That show starts again August 20th. It'll be the fourth season of Stars. So congratulations to Khaled, always making moves.
Yep.
And Blac Chyna just did an interview with People Magazine. She sat down in her home in L.A. and she talked about remaining dedicated to her daughter and also to her son, 4-year-old King Cairo. She said these things in this interview about her relationship with Rob.
Me and Rob has actually already been co-parenting because we're not together. Over the course of our whole relationship, we only lived together for 2 months. My whole pregnancy, I was by myself. I was at my house. Robert was at his house.
Now, she goes on to say that women have approached her both in person and online since her July 10th court appearance to say that she has inspired them to take control. She wants to voice her story. She says, because at the end of the day, the person next to me could possibly be going through the same thing. All right.
Who was that?
Blac Chyna.
Oh.
Well, I see she was in Miami shooting a video with Nicki, huh?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And, by the way, that guy Ferrari, the one that she was kissing in the bed, the video that Rob posted, he's actually supposedly negotiating to join the cast of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta now.
Oh, God. That's all these Negroes be wanting, man. They all want to translate these little internet moments into
crazy?
A spot on a Love & Hip Hop show. That's all they really want.
Well,
who's he on there with?
I don't know. I guess whoever he's dating. I have no idea. But I guess this is what his claim to fame is now. He also had to respond to allegations on his Instagram Live. People were saying that he was gay, and here's how he responded.
I see a question that say, are you gay? No! No! No, 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 no!
Now, how you know gay don't mean happy? How does he not know that?
Because that's how you answer.
Fathers, don't let your sons grow up to want to be loving hip hop honeys, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy, Sir Envy1 on that Snapchat. Get your request in, and it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.